Yeah, it looks like offensive lineman number 73 for the Rough Riders, which we do not have a number for, so we'll try to get that back to you as soon as we can. But it looks like he was down for a little bit, just sort of wincing in pain, just sort of trying to walk it off. Looks like it might be an ankle, which especially as an offensive lineman, that's something that will happen every single play. You always get rolled up on something. Your ankle gets rolled up, knee gets rolled up, foot gets stepped on. That happens every single time.
I wonder if that's Stoney West, somebody we didn't have in number four when we got the rosters from them. He is an offensive lineman, so. Second and seven at their own 6 yard line. Same formation. Going to send out two receivers to your right, one to your left. They play in the backfield behind Sam in the pistol. Takes the snap, gives it to Clay off the left side. Nowhere to run, makes one man miss. And he's going to get another yard, maybe two, and that's going to bring up third down.
As we see a change as well, Gage Zarodnik coming in for number 97, Amari Goodwin. Just trying to get that nice rotation, especially since it is still hot, it's still muggy. Try to make sure that defensive line, especially coming out of halftime, you want to keep their juices flowing, but at the same time, you don't want to get them cramping up, especially on a third down play like this.
Third and six for the Rough Riders. The Raiders have capitalized in this situation in the past, forcing turnovers and scoring a touchdown. They did it last week right before halftime. They do have a defensive touchdown here today as well in a similar situation. Samus looking over this Raider defense, puts his hands up, gets the football, looks to throw, gets the ball away, and it's going to be incomplete. And that's going to bring up a fourth down, and the punter for the Rough Riders, Delonzo Jackson, will be punting inside his own end zone.
Yeah, that's going to be rough, especially since it has been very short punts for them so far today, especially going into the wind. This is going to be another one where it's going to die pretty fast, so just be worryful of that and just make sure, hey, if we're the Raiders, make sure we don't bump the ball in accident.
And the last time they punted from this situation, it went over his head, and it was a touchdown for the Raiders. Corey Dalton and Woodland back to return this punt, standing right around the 40-yard line of the Rough Riders. 13:20 to go here in the second half, start of the third quarter. Raiders up 21-7, and the Rough Riders slow getting people in once again. John Goody always seems to be the one that's late coming in. High snap over his head, and it's going to go out of the back of the end zone for a safety, and the Raiders score again, this time a safety, and it's going to be 23-7, Racine Raiders after that safety, and they're going to get a free kick and should get good field position once again.
Yeah, and especially, too, I wonder if at points the punter is walking up a little bit, because especially before when they're out of the end zone, he's getting good snaps. It's a little bit high, but at times it's still good. It's still hitting him in the chest. But when he's in that sort of that going into the end zone stuff, I wonder if he's taking a step up, and that's why it's going so high up over top of the punter's head.
Yeah, I kind of made that happen there. I just mentioned the last time he punted there, went over his head. I guess I, probably shouldn't have said that. But now we'll see if they're going to do the free kick from the tee or if they're going to punt it. But Corey Dalton, Woodland back deep along with number 33 for the Raiders. That is running back Hayes. Correction, Jason Kelly. 39 is Hayes. Raiders are leaving a pretty big open area right around the 50-yard line right there.
I wonder if they're going to start walking up as sort of just letting it go for it, but
it's going to be a free kick from the 20-yard line. Still don't have a kicker in there. Now the kicker is coming out there, Jared Consuela, and he will be kicking it from the – nope, correction. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Looks like number 8 wanted to kick it, Aaron Taylor.
Yeah, as he's walking off the field right now without his helmet on, just annoyed by everything's going on, yelling at his own team.
He wanted to kick that one. He should have gotten flagged for taking his helmet off on the field. The kick is away, low line drive. It's going to be picked up by Dalton at about the 38-yard line. trying to cut back across the grain, get to the 40, the 50, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. Another nice return by Corey Dalton.
Yeah, that was really nice. Again, an explosive on the returns, just making something out of nothing, especially because he had a lot of the Rough Riders, a lot of white jerseys around him, just completely around him and just trying to make something out of nothing, was able to. As now the offense goes in, it looks like there might be a change at center as well. I saw it while they're doing halftime stuff, and I wanted to make sure, but it looks like Javier Ferrasquilla might keep playing center right now.
Andre Locke still in a quarterback. We have wide receiver to your right, two receivers to your left. Finch out wide to your right. Locke looking over the defense, puts the hands up, takes the snap, gives it to the tailback, Triplett. Triplett made one man miss initially, and he's going to get upended at right around the 40-yard line.
And it is Javier Ferrasquilla at center now for the Raiders, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do this time, especially making that sort of big change. It's going to be, hey, okay, what's the snap speed? How fast is it? Have you snapped before? That's another big question, especially in semi-pro, is can you make it there consistently? And that's going to be something to watch through, especially in the second half.
To kick Nick Nelson out to right tackle in that switch. Trips right, empty left. Banco to the left of Locke. Locke looking over the defense on the second and eight. Looks like he checked something, takes a snap, throws it to Bubba Revolinski, passes the 40, and we have a flag down. It's going to be a hold on the Raiders. Nice game, but it's going to be a hold, and it's going to bring up a second and double stick.
Yeah, Jay Sean Foster just sort of grabbing the back of the River City Rough Riders jersey, just not really able to do much and just trying to do something in total.
They're going to back it up 10 yards there. It's going to stay second down. Going to be second and 18. Trips to your left. They flip the formation. Locke. And we're going to have a false start on the Raiders this time. False start on number 17, Black. That's Terrence Fitch, the Gilkey party. Clock is wound in. It's going to be a second and 23 for the Raiders.
Yeah, now you're going to have to try it. Now you have to go to your second and long, third and long plays. Try to make something out of nothing. If you do want to go for a running play, you got to make sure, especially with Tom Benko there, that you're going through the tackle, something that you don't really want to do, especially with this how backed up you are.
Twins left, twins right for Locke. Benko to his left. Locke looking over the defense. Might be changing the play here. Takes the snap, fakes the hand up, looks to throw under some pressure, gets it away to Benko. Benko makes a man miss, gets to the 50-yard line, and he's going to get tackled at the 45-yard line. Gets most of the holding and false start yards back, and it's going to bring up a third and about 13.
Yeah, that's a great job by Benko as well. Normally somebody who doesn't really have fully reliable hands is somebody that is able to fully do some stuff, but is able to, especially last week, was able to go for a nice big gain, and especially you know, this time trying to make sure to get it back to that original first down for, line of scrimmage.
He's got two catches for 64 yards now. Two receivers each way, sends Benko in motion to his left, takes a snap, looks to throw under some pressure, steps up, makes a man miss, going to tuck and run, gets to the 40, gets to the 35. He's going to get tackled right around the first down marker. Are they going to give it to him? It's going to be very close. They're going to give him the first down, first and 10. Racine Raiders. Locke gets just enough for that first down.
Oh, looks like they might actually short him short. I'm waiting for the... That's a bad spot, in my opinion. But, hey, it's a great job by Andre Locke reading the pocket, rolling out to his right, and just being able to make some people miss.
Fourth and one for the Raiders. Takes a snap. Gets it to Bank off the middle. He gets the first down, and that's a first and 10. Raiders.
That's exactly what you want. Benko is one of the in my opinion, the best running backs going through the tackles, especially for this team, able to provide a spark. Doesn't really go down easy and is able to get that first down, especially when it's when you're hoping to get that in fourth and one range.
First and 10 from the Rough Riders 30-yard line there. Banco staying in a tailback. Two receivers to your left, one receiver to your right, standing inside the numbers right at the NFL or the college hash mark. Lock takes a snap, looks to throw, dumps it off to Banco. Banco catches it, gets to the 25, makes the man miss, fights through a tackle, gets inside the 20, still going, and he's going to get tackled at about the 17-yard line. Another nice catch and run by Tom Banco, which would be enough for another Racine Raider first down.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Banco is. He does not want to go down. You saw it there perfectly. He had some people wrapped around his legs, just didn't want to go down. Kept fighting for those extra yards and trying to make sure, hey, hold on to the ball. That's something that's been plaguing him the last few weeks, and so far he's been able to hold on to the ball.
And Tom painting and decorating. Red zone alert to receivers to your right, one to your left. Locke checks out of something here. Takes a snap, looks to throw. Has plenty of time under pressure. We're going to have a hold on the Raiders, and Locke just going to throw it away. And as I mentioned, we're going to have a hold on the Racine Raiders.
63 black.
They got Nick Nelson for the hold, and it's going to bring up a first and 20.
Yeah, as we see a shift change as well for the Raiders. Rico hold Flores. It.
63 black, 10-yard penalty. Replay first down.
Yeah, as we see, a shift change come in for the Raiders. Rico Flores, Ian Gaines, and Howard Triplett are in. So first and 20, I should say. So it's going to be one of those things where you just try to make some of that yardage back.
It's going to be a first and 20 at the 27-yard line of the Rough Riders. Two receivers left, one to your right. Pistol formation back directly behind Locke. Triplett it. Locke's going to go under center here. Triplett in the backfield. Takes a snap, gives it to Triplett. Triplett finds the hole off to his left. He's going to get a couple yards before being brought down at about the. And we have a flag late, and that's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on somebody.
After the play was over, unsportsmanlike conduct, zero white.
That's going to be
half the distance to the goal.
Going to be enough for a first down. Here, it's going to be automatic first down, I believe, for the Raiders as we get a penalty on unsportsmanlike on number zero, Brandon Torrey, one of the linebackers.
Nope.
Going to make still be a second down.
So they got first down in the box, but it's...
Oh, now they're making it second down and 5.
Okay, so it is second down and 5.
Could have been an automatic first down, but what do I know? Not enough, apparently, right? Three receivers right, close formation left, takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it to Gaines in the end zone, and just overthrows Gaines, and it's going to be a 3rd and 5.
Yeah, that was a good try, too, especially with Locke getting rid of it right away. He had a basic, I don't want to say free rusher, but somebody that was looking to hit him right away. So able to get that out there and just try to let his wide receiver make a play and just wasn't able to complete it.
7:48 here to go in the third quarter. Raiders up 21-7 over the River City Rough Riders. Defensive touchdown for the Rough Riders. The Raiders have scored in 23. Seven. I forgot to add the extra point there. Sorry. Tight formation right with Tripps. One receiver to your left. Woodland alone to his left. Banco's in a tailback. Moves to the right of Locke. Rough Riders showing blitz. Locke takes the snap. Looks to throw. Has some time. Pressure gets there late. Steps up in the pocket. Goes off to his left. Pitches it to Gaines. And Gaines going to get tackled at the 1-yard line. And it's going to be a 1st and 10 Raiders. Locke with a nice little flip there before crossing the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be 1st and goal for the Raiders at the 2.
Yeah, and they got lucky as well with Nick Nelson just sort of running out. It was sort of lucky that he didn't get an illegal man downfield call on that. But able to find Ian Gaines and sort of flip it to him, able to get that and able to hold on to it. Now get that first down. First and two, it looks like first and three, but in a place where Racing has struggled as of late. So now they just got to make sure they are able to fully get through this, as Locke looks like he's going to go under center, and it's sort of an overload look for the Raiders.
Takes the snap, gives it to the tailback. Is he in? Going to stay. He's short. Touchdown, Raiders! Touchdown, Racine Raiders. 1 yard touchdown run puts the Raiders up. Another score here, 29-7. Howard Triplett on that run.
Touchdown run. Yeah. I believe that was actually Tevin Allen that was in, 25.
Oh, Tevin Allen, correction.
So, third touchdown of the season so far on 13 carries now. So, I mean, hey, able to get that short yard.
Smilite, number zero is disqualified for the rest of the contest.
Gordon Torrey picked up his second unfortunate conduct penalty after that play is over, and he's going to finish the game in the locker room. But this 29-7 Raiders with 6:49 here to go in the third quarter.
River City's trying to make some substitutions, trying to make sure they're actually good to go, which has been rough.
Penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. Peralta in for this extra point. The kick is up. It is away. It is good. With 6:49 here to go in this third quarter, the Racine Raiders lead 30-7. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
In this third quarter, kicking off from the 50-yard line following the touchdown for the Raiders, had an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that got put down to the 50.
Kick is away.
Going to go into the end zone for a touchback, and it's going to be first and 10 at the 25 for the Rough Riders.
There's a flag on the field, so it could be encroachment for the Raiders.
I don't see where the flag is.
The flag was like right in front of us on the 50. I don't know who picked it up, but it looks like they might be just picking it back up. I'm not unsure.
Offsides on the kicking team. 5 yard penalty, re kick.
Give me a 5 yard penalty, we re kick. Raiders will be kicking now from the 45. It's a good pick guy, Peralta. Kicked it through the end zone for a touchback, but get to do it again, and they're still in a position to get the touchback here.
Yeah, I was about to say, if anything, like I feel like he's just going to kick it through the end zone once again. So, but at the same time, something could happen where he doesn't kick it through, so...
Ready for play. Whistle is in. Peralta on the run up. Kick is away, and another kick going to go into the end zone for a touchback. And that hit the crossbar. That was a doink and went back in the field of play. But it hit the crossbar, Rough Rider, so you can't pick it up and run with it, sir.
Yeah, no, it looked like he was trying to. But, again, another touchback for the Raiders. So now the Rough Riders have the ball at the 25, just trying to make something out of nothing. Something that's been very difficult for them so far.
Taking a lot of time to get this play in.
New center as well for the Rough Riders, number 71, it looks like.
Sam is lining up in the shotgun formation, the back slightly behind him, two receivers left, one to your right. Raiders showing pressure off the edge. Samus takes a snap on the ground, and Samus finally jumps on it to bring up a second down and long here after this fumbled snap.
Yeah, it is a new center, number 71, Santiago Garcia. So again, same thing with the Raiders. You got to make sure, hey, are the snaps getting there consistently? And that one right there, that was super low, just sort of rolled back there. So if you're making those changes, you got to make sure, hey, is it going to be consistent? Something that's been very rough for the Rough Riders so far today.
Second and 14 for the Rough Riders here. Not a situation you want to be in with this Raider pass rush. Twins to your left, one receiver to your right, back slightly behind Samus to his left. Raiders showing blitz with Turner. Backs out of it. Samus takes a snap, looks to throw, throws it right away, caught by the receiver at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to get nowhere, no gain, gets back to the line of scrimmage. That was Marvin Hooker, looks like. Sorry, correct. Yeah, Marvin Hooker or Josh Young Senior on that catch. They have two number fives there, so I'm not sure which one was which on that one.
Yeah, so.
Be a third and 13. Going to give him a gain of one.
And again, now you're in that sort of area where, hey, we got to make something out of nothing. They've been able to beat the Raiders deep so far. They just got to make sure they can complete those plays, but that's something that's been a big struggle for them this so far on offense.
Two receivers left, one to your right. Same formation for Samet. Looking over this Raider defense. Raiders showing blitz with Turner up the middle. Samet takes the snap, looks to throw. Ivy off the edge, hits him as he throws. Turner's going to jump on it, and they're going to say that it was not, the arm was not in motion. They're going to say it was a fumble, and is recovered by the Raiders after the sack by Arion Ivy.
As there's now a flag on the field as well, I'm guessing it's going to be in the Rough Riders for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Educators Credit Union replay.
The ruling on the field was a fumble. After the play was over, I got unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 21, White, to be half the distance to the goal. First down.
The Raiders are going to have a first and goal. Be half the distance to the goal. Raiders have another opportunity to put another score on the board here. They're going to get the ball at, looks like, the 6-yard line for that first and goal for the Raiders.
Yeah, and that unsportsmanlike penalty was on Lakeem Johnson, one of the starters for the Rough Riders offense. So got one more opportunity or he's out for the rest of the game. So that's something that they really can't do, especially if they want to try to mount the comeback here. It also looks like Sawyer Schick is in for the Raiders as well.
Schick in the quarterback. We have Trips to your left. Tight end on the right is Ian Gaines. Fitch, Foster, and Rico Flores to your left. Different running back in there. Can't catch the number. It's 20-something right now. Can't quite catch that
25.
Number.
25. It's Tavin Allen.
Tavin Allen in there. Switches to the left of Schick. Takes the snap. Gives it to Allen. And Allen's met in the backfield. Immediately as he gets tackled for a loss.
Yeah, it looks like he just beat Nick Nelson on the edge there, just was able to just swim right through there, and especially when you have a you're getting the ball in the backfield and you're getting immediately meet, it's very difficult to try to make somebody miss in the backfield.
Going to empty the backfield here. Three receivers left, two to your right. As Allen goes out wide to your right, standing right at the 10-yard line. Schick puts the hands up. Gets the football, looks to throw, throws it to the flat, caught by Gaines on the bobble, and he's going to get the yards that were lost. He's going to tackle it at the 5, and that's going to bring up third and goal.
Yeah, great catch by Gaines, trying to make something out of nothing there, especially now that you got the negative yards back. Now you're sort of back in the 3rd and 5 situation where you can run it if you want to. You just got to make sure that everybody gets blocked, but at the same time, you're like, we got to score here. Try to make something to put the Rough Riders away, pretty much.
3rd and goal here. 3:33 and counting in the third quarter. Raiders up 30-7. Going to have three receivers to your left. Tight end to your right. Right at the right tackle. Schick in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Looks to throw. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Now under pressure, and he's going to get sacked at the 11-yard line. To bring up 4th down.
Yeah, tried to make something out of nothing, just wasn't able to, especially once the pocket started to collapse. It looked like he was going to start to run a little bit, but just wasn't able to find anything. As now it's 4th and 10. I wouldn't be surprised if they just go for a field goal here and try to make, or
the offense is staying out there. I don't know. Well, they're going to wait for the trainers to walk across the field. They're over on the other side of the field tending to some Rough Rider players, but they're making their way back to the Raiders sideline. Offense staying on the field on this 4th and goal from the 11-yard line. Two receivers right, two stacked to your left. Takes the snap, looks to throw, throws it in the end zone. Too high, and it's incomplete to Foster. We do have a flag down right next to Shoyer.
Hey, Black.
Holding is on the Raiders. Likely, well, not likely, it will be declined as it will give the Rough Riders the football. Unfortunately, the red zone.
Hold on, 58 back. Penalties is gone. It'll be first down.
Fortunately, the red zone troubles continue for the Raiders.
Yeah, it has. Luckily, they were able to score in that first red zone, but especially like now, it's just one of those things where you got to work on, especially each time you just got to make something happen, and especially when stuff like that happens. It's just rough, especially when it's miscues or misthrows and stuff, especially with how wide open Jayshon Foster was. You just got to hit that. At the end of the day.
Raiders look like they have a lot of new faces on the defense. Number 50, Connor Harris checking in at the defensive line for the Raiders. Willie Clay in the game. The Rough Riders taking a lot of time coming back on the field. Following the turnover on down. Oh, we also didn't need to get a football in there, too.
Yeah, you sort of need that to play, so.
River City breaks the huddle. New quarterback again, Carl Dorsey in a quarterback for the Rough Riders. Pistol formation, two receivers right, one to your left. So it could be Blanchard or Wilkinson behind him. Gives it to the back up.
get the inside. She was all I need to make me see.
Oh, I keep talking. Minute 25 here to go in this third quarter. Raiders up 30-7. Looking to punch it in here. One receiver each way for the Raiders in the shotgun formation. Going to switch Foster close to the line of scrimmage. Going to be a stacked trips to your left. Correction. Takes a snap. Looks to throw. Throws a fade route in the corner. Does he get it? Yes! Touchdown, Raiders! Sawyer Schick on that touchdown throw to Ian Gaines. As we see the Educators Credit Union replay, great throw there by Schick, and we get the score. We do have a flag down after the play is over.
Yeah, this is a great job by Ian Gaines.
It was over. We have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 25, Black.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 25 for the Raiders on that one.
Yeah, but going back to that touchdown play, great job by Sawyer Schick just sort of throwing it and make sure it's only where the wide receiver can get it. It can't go to a defensive back, throwing it right over his right hand, his right shoulder, just able to catch it right there. That's a great throw and a great catch by Ian Gaines as well.
Peralta in for the extra point. Wodak on the hold, Schick on the snap. Raiders trying to go up 37-7 here, get a 30-point lead with a minute 16 to go here in this third quarter. Kick is away, and it is good with 1:16 to go here in this third quarter. The Raiders are up 37-16. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Here at Horlick Field, the Raiders up 37-7 here in the third quarter, a minute 16 to go here. And the Raiders will be kicking off from their own 20-yard line following a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the touchdown for the Raiders. But that was a great catch there by Ian Gaines, Tyler.
Yeah, it really was, and especially, too, like I was sort of talking about beforehand, Sawyer Schick just put it in that perfect spot where it is just, it's only where the wide receiver can catch it. It can't be deflected by a defense right over the right-hand shoulder and just able to get it where it's either overthrown or caught by the wide receiver. Nobody else can really get it there.
Peralta will be kicking from the 20-yard line. Dorsey and Liggins back deep to heat field this. Going to take a bounce, get fielded at the 25-yard line, and Dorsey's going to get tackled by Jordan Dandowski at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, and especially, too, with the Rough Riders as well. This game as a whole has been a rough sight for them. Before this week, I was able to talk with head coach Dan Bridges for the Rough Riders, and he said, this is a game that you know we definitely have circled, and I don't care what the Racine Raiders record is right now. That means absolutely nothing, because maybe they can use this as a springboard to get back on track. We're still treating them as the best team in the nation. And that's exactly what you're seeing right here. The Raiders are trying to use this game as a springboard to get back on track and make sure they're able to continue to go and make sure that everything starts flowing again. That's something that we saw last year where early in the season, it was sort of rusty. Nothing was really getting working. And then they hit that midway point. Everything just clicked. They're hoping that this game is that clicking moment for them. And it just sort of springboards them into next week and the week after and the week after.
Dorsey and a quarterback takes a snap. And they're going to run the play. Should have been a dead ball as there was somebody running on late. But they're going to let the play run, and it's going to be a second down. Second and 10, no gain.
No gain. Just looks like they might just try to run down the clock, especially with it being about 37 seconds left or just about 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Just try to concern the bleeding. Try to just make this time go by as fast as you can, I feel like.
30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Raiders up 37-7. I'm Evan Witalison, joined by Tyler Sorensen. Mentioned the rest of the crew momentarily after the second down play. Shotgun formation for Dorsey. Two receivers right, one to your left. Dorsey puts the hands up, claps the hands, gets the football, gives it to the tailback, O.J. Wilkinson. And Wilkinson running through some Raider defenders as he crosses midfield. And they're going to give him the first down. And that's going to be a first down for the Rough Riders.
Looks
third
like
and short, correction. And that's going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. The Racine Raiders up 37-7. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Well, let's do the Active Body Trivia question one more time before we give the winner here. What date were the Racine Raiders first carried on WRJN with Gary Sewer handling the play-by-play? That is our Active Body Trivia question. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength, endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. We're going to give that answer a little bit later in this fourth quarter. Going to be a third and one here for the Rough Riders. Dorsey, a quarterback, puts the hands up, claps the hands, gets the football, gives it to Wilkinson, huge hole on the left. Runs through that huge hole, and he's going to get tackled at the 41-yard line, and that's going to be enough for a first down for the Rough Riders.
Yeah, it is, and that's exactly what you want to do, especially with O.J. Wilkerson, just sort of a bowling ball of a player so far, especially when he's in that short yardage situation, sort of tough to get down. So just being able to be that momentum gainer, maybe try to score some points before this game is over.
First and 10 here for the Rough Riders. And they have the ball at their Raiders 40. 1 yard line. Two receivers off to the left. That is Hodges to your right with Davis. Dorsey in the quarterback position takes the snap, fakes the handoff, and it's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up second down. It's kind of a dangerous situation there, Tyler, as that was very close to being a backwards pass.
Yeah, it was, and especially, too, I thought you were going to say also with the cornerback for the Raiders just sort of flying in there, looked like he was going to completely demolish the Rough Riders receiver. But, again, very close to that backwards pass, just something that, especially because Corey Dorsey has not had an offensive quarterback stat yet. So you sort of see it here where it's like he's much more of that mobility, run the ball, don't really want you to throw it because it could lead to some bad things.
They're going to wind the clock. My guess is we have a running clock here in the second of the fourth quarter. Two receivers to your right, one to your left. Dorsey looking over this Raider defense. Puts his hands up, claps the hands, gets the football, gives it to Wilkinson up the middle, and he bites his way inside the 40, tackled at the 37-yard line, and that's going to bring up third down and short.
And especially too, now you see a little bit of shift change. Good ones coming out for Gage Zarodnik. I almost said, I don't know what I was going to say. Zarodnik coming in, same with Willie Clay, two players that are back this game. This is their first game back for the Raiders, so, and have really showed their mark, both of them just sort of on different plays as well.
Zarodnik, longtime Raider, was not here to start the season, came back here tonight. Two receivers, right, 1 year left for Dorsey. Dorsey takes the snap, fakes the throw to the flat, going to scramble, looks to throw, going to tuck and run, going to get enough for the first down, still going, spin move, and he's going to go out of bounds. And we have a flag.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we have some extra stuff going on here. We did get enough for the first down. We have a flag at the sideline, and we have a flag around the 40 as we had a bit of a pushing and shoving scuffle. The officials are going to sort this out.
That'll be the end of ball game.
The officials are ending the ball game right here. And we're going to step away for about 2 minutes here as things get sorted out. Here, we're going to step away for 2 minutes. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Hey, I went to the new place.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Well, we're back here at Horlick Field. The Racine Raiders beat the River City Rough Riders 37-7 in a pretty good victory here for especially two sides of the ball for the Raiders. And the offense got some success going, though, as well. I'm going to throw it over to Tyler to go over the stats really quick.
Yeah, I don't have the full game stats, but I mean, again, like you were saying, sort of good spots on both sides of the ball. Defense was really able to put the pressure on Nate Thomas, just not able to really do much. As we look at the halftime stats just for right now, as again, I don't have the full game stats at the halftime. Nate Thomas was at 4 of 18, 27 yards, wasn't able to really get comfortable, ended the game with sort of an injury as well. But it's just one of those things where, especially at the end of the game, you don't want it to end that way, but again, it's just one of those things where the River City Rough Riders had a very rough game, just wasn't able to get the ball going, and just wasn't able to really complete anything at all.
Raiders with the 37-7 victory here. And, we got to give the winner for the answer for the active body trivia here. The end of the game kind of through that a little quicker than I wanted. But what date were the Racine Raiders first carried on WRJN with Gary Sewer handling the play-by-play? And the right correct answer is, drum roll, September 4th, 1965, a road game against the Chicago Panthers in Niles, Illinois. Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. And Tyler, obviously the game didn't necessarily end on a positive note, but there were some positive things for the Raiders. Had a defensive touchdown. We had a special teams touchdown, and we had a couple offensive touchdowns and a safety.
Yeah, we did, and especially, too, like you mentioned, all three aspects of the game were sort of clicking for the Raiders. The only one that really wasn't was the red zone offense, which is something that they have struggled with so far. But end-of-game stats, Andre Locke, 10 completions, 17 yards, 152 – or 10 completions, 17 attempts, 152 yards, and one touchdown. Shoyer Schick, 2 for 3 with a touchdown as well. For the River City Rough Riders, 5 of 20 for Nate Thomas for only 28 yards. Kari Dorsey, 1 for 2, 4 yards. Majority of the Rough Riders for running was negative, as the only one that went positive was O.J. Wilkerson, who came out, had a very good, not really wanting to go down mentality for 6 rush, 14 yards. Best rusher for the Racine Raiders was Howard Triplett, 5 of 13. And again, just one of those things where all three aspects were clicking defensively for the Raiders. I don't think you can really talk more about really everybody on there. I feel like everybody had their sort of step-up moment and made their name noticeable.
Yeah, nice win for the Raiders, 37-7. Raiders are back here next Saturday to take on the Alabama Beavers. To make sure to head on down to Horlick Field and check that out, make sure to head down to Angry Brothers Bar and Grill on Wednesday for Raiders Roundup with myself and Tom Christensen. Want to say a big thank you to Nick Gatta, the producer here at Horlick Field, Tyler Sorensen, my broadcast partner, Dave and Ian on the cameras, Andrew on the PA, Quinn and Jeremy and his Quinn on the sidelines, Jeremy in his undisclosed location, handling the social media, and Jack on the stats. And big thank you to Greg Bach at the WRJN Studios. Once again, final score, 37-7. We'll be back here next Saturday with kickoff at 7, pregame at 6:45. You've been listening to Racine Raiders Football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network. Have a good night, everybody.
This has been Racine Raiders Football on Home Team Network and WRJN. Racine Raiders Football was brought to you by Active Body Fitness, Anton Painting and Decorating, Domino's Pizza, Educators Credit Union, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, Our Harmony Club, Rasmussen Diamonds, Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, Time and Again Music and More, and Woodman's Food Market. Cherish you. Cherish is the
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Silly boy.
Told my girl we had to break up.
Silly boy.
Thought that she would call my soul.
Silly boy.
When she said, to my surprise,
big girls don't cry. Big girl.
Don't cry.
They don't cry.
Big girl. Don't cry.
Said they don't cry.
Some underworld spy, or the wife of a close.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, yeah, with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. President Trump is about to address the nation with more details on the American attack on Iran's nuclear sites, something he announced just over 2 hours ago on social media. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president has ordered the U.S. military to strike three nuclear sites in Iran, joining Israel's effort to destroy Iran's nuclear program. The decision to strike follows more than a week of Israeli attacks against Iran's nuclear and military sites, and strong words from Trump, who repeated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. In a post on Truth Social, the president